This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Futures Business Summit. All eyes in the pork industry are on China and Europe, watching for the development of African swine fever and how fast it is spreading. We'll talk about it coming up after this. Every January, they gather for the Farm Futures Summit, they being farmers and ranchers from all over the country, because they know it's one winter meeting they don't want to miss. It's one place they can get so much information and knowledge and usable skills to take back home to use on their farm or ranch during these challenging times. The Farm Futures Business Summit is coming right up. It'll be the 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa, right there at the Coralville Conference Center. Now, you can get all the information online at farmfuturessummit.com. You'll see the list of speakers there, including agriculture economists, farm business management specialists, and including farmers and ranchers, too. Farmfuturessummit.com is the website where you can see the program and register. Again, it's coming up at Iowa City, Iowa, January 24th and 25th, farmfuturessummit.com. It hasn't come to North America yet, and the pork industry is certainly hoping they don't have to deal with this problem that is now ravaging the swine industry in China and in Europe. A Canadian expert on the disease, Egan Brockhoff, shared some insights after traveling to countries that are currently battling the deadly disease. And he said from 2007 to 2019, African swine fever has spread consistently and broadly across Eastern Europe, now into Western Europe. And once again, he says feeding contaminated waste from an international aircraft or from ships has been identified as the primary method for moving that virus along in Europe. So Egan Brockhoff, speaking at a pork producers meeting in Banff, Canada, said this is a human-driven disease, not an animal-driven disease. Humans are spreading this disease around the world. In the last 4 months, 9 European countries have reported 1,000 new cases. The primary modes of transmission are through uncooked pork and the transport of frozen pig meat through Europe and the United Kingdom. Egan Brockhoff says while everyone is aware of the situation in China, the virus is moving through Europe in a very significant way. And the infection of the wild boar population in Europe, a population which isn't naturally resistant, is another core driver to this disease moving through Europe, the wild boars. And this raises a concern in North America because of the large wild feral hog population in Canada and the United States. For example, there are 3 million wild pigs in Texas alone. And in Canada, there's a large wild boar population out on the Canadian prairie. Egan Brockhoff says transmission through direct contact with infected pigs, ticks, or stable flies is a slow process. But, he says, when it moves the way this disease has been moving in Europe, it can move very rapidly. I'll be back after this.